I guess he's not here, so I guess he's still resting. Praise, how's he feeling, Tawana? Yeah, I know it. But God, we still pray for him. So let's stand and pray for Brother Al. Let's stand and pray for Brother Al. Father, we bring our brother to you. And we send the word of healing and deliverance to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know you answered because you answered us when we sent the word to Karen. And you are no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. So he lied there wondering what is going on. I pray that you would touch him, God, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, and raise him up. Hallelujah. Touch him in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you have to do to set it straight or whatever got to be done, you can do it. And we're asking you to do it in Jesus' holy name. We give you the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. We believe it's done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You believe it's done, say it's done. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Pray, you may be seated. We're going to, this is what came to me today about Hezekiah. Thank you, Jesus. I need Al or somebody with some real good eyes. Praise the Lord. I had it. I must have lost it. Hallelujah. I want to read this because this is when I want to encourage you today. Yes, we're going to have some real hard trials. And it ain't going to be nothing like we think. For years, we have seen things. I've seen things. You've seen things. God has given, you know, people things. It just, you've seen things. And, you know, it's amazing to me how God deals with people. You know, I'm getting to understand that I'm just a little pea in the pod. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make no difference what you think. It's God. It's all God. It's him and what he want to do. I want you to go to the 18th chapter of 2 Kings. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to put Rabshakeh in his place. You know what? These people that have infiltrated Iraq and taking people and doing all these wrongs like dogs, it's a spirit of bestiality have come into them and they just doing anything. But you know, that's what happens really when God punishes people sometimes. These people that he sent to punish you is just terrible folks. I'm going to tell you about that sometime. Read your Bible. And I was thinking, I said, now all these people are supposed to be Christians that's fleeing. Now the Lord did tell us if they persecute you in one city to flee to another. Now that's in the scripture. You can flee to another. But sometime, somebody got to stop somewhere. Somebody got to stop. So now they send over and say, America, we coming after you. Now I don't know if it's time for that or not, but Ernest used to dream all kind of dreams about the cities being destroyed and Detroit and different places. And we've all dreamed, but it comes a time when the dreams come true. You're here at the right time. I want you to know it's time for us to get our houses in order. And that scripture that I said, Lord, I was up last night. Watch you up there. I said, I'm up. I'm thinking. I'm praying. I'm, you know. Lord, what about the scripture that say, if your people which are called by your name will humble themselves and pray? But he says something else that we're not doing. We must not be turned from your evil ways. So we praying. Churches are praying, calling days of prayer. It ought to be something going on. It ought to be something going on. Somebody ought to meet Hezekiah somewhere up there. Praise God. You understand what I'm saying when I get in the scripture. But somebody ought to meet Hezekiah. I said, Lord, you know, I believe you're who you say you are. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you, maybe sometimes you can't run no place. And sometimes you got to just stand still. So what you going to do then with God say? Hallelujah. I don't know what God has planned, and I don't try to pretend like I know what his plan is. But I'm telling you, God is raising up a people that's going to stand up and be bold. They're going to be bold in the face of everything. Praise the Lord. I say they're going to be bold because somebody got to know who God is. Somebody got to know. Now, these people that's doing this, they don't know who God is. Now, who going to show him? And she said that we are his hands. All right. Hallelujah. When Jesus came to the earth, praise God, the Romans was doing their thing. They had the worst penal system. The worst way to kill folks, crucifixion was horrible, but that came from the Romans. Amen. But Jesus wasn't moved. You didn't hear him say too much about them at all, if you read the scriptures. He wasn't worried about what the Romans did. He came with a purpose. And it's time for us to get the purpose that God has put us here for. We have a purpose. We have a purpose. I got a purpose. You got a purpose. We all, God's children, got a purpose. And it's time to ask God what my purpose. Stop trying to wonder about what Susan's purpose is. Why Sally ain't doing nothing. That ain't your business. Praise the Lord. Why did you use this one and didn't use that one? I'm talking to somebody. But ask God for your purpose. What are you here for? So I want to go over into this chapter, and you pray for me here. I'm going to go over the 18th chapter. And this nation, the king of Assyria, had come up against little bitty Hezekiah. You know, God told him, say, I didn't choose you all because y'all were so big. Israel has never been a big, great, big, overflowing people. They always have been where they had to give God the credit. I believe that's what it was about. But he told them that, say, I didn't choose you because you were so big in number. You know, I called you so great. You got this, all these, you know. And somebody said this, but I want to get you straight now. Somebody said, oh, they're not going to touch America because America got all these missiles and... Amen. The only missile God would, what they really need is God. Amen. If you got something man done made, it's subject to fail. Amen. You might hit a button and it won't go off. You need God. America, praise the Lord, it's leaning on America. She's leaning on her own thing. She's leaning on what she can do. We have invented this and nobody got that. And we can look through here. Oh my goodness, did you see this little thing they had on the news today? Y'all don't look at the news. They put him in the airports or some little old bitty robot. He ain't got no hands. They got him a name. And he runs around and he goes around, praise God, around and tell people and bring people food. I say, what in the world? Amen. But look at your cell phones. Man, something else. I say, man, it's something else. We was going somewhere, going down south, and I think I was, and Brittany was with us. And I said, I don't know where my GPS was. That's terrible. And she looked, and she took her cell phone and said, ding, do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, we turned to her and said, oh, you got something on your cell phone? You know, I'm kind of behind. Yep. But man has come to a place that he thinks he got so much sense, that he don't need God. He don't realize that God put the sense in him. He don't realize he could shut him down. He wouldn't have a sense of a monkey. But he don't see that. You know what I'm saying? He think that he doing all this stuff. I think he think that he doing it. And so this sinner man, Rashake, he came against Israel, this little bitty nation. Always have been small. And Hezekiah was the king at that time. Y'all remember Hezekiah? And this man, it's true, he had done like ISIS. I thought about ISIS when I read this. He had swept these countries. He had killed all these people and brought them under captivity. The devil done did a whole lot out there. Listen, he done a whole lot out there. But he ain't met you yet. He ain't met us yet. We get together, he ain't met us. I told God, I said, Lord, you let them meet somebody out there that's got your power. I'm tired of this. You know, you hear, well, he done that, they done that. Now we coming after you, like I said. Well, come on. Like I got, you know. But Rashake said unto them, number 27, has my master sent me to thy master? He came to in the name of this king. And to speak the words, has he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall that they may eat their own dung and drink their own, that sound word on piss, a urine, with you? Otherwise, it ain't no need of you trying to do whatever you say you doing. Because we have went in and destroyed every nation. We have destroyed everything around us. We bad. And can't nobody do nothing against us. We've gone against people who is really tall and you know, really in the word here. The devil, that's what he think. He think he can just whoop everybody. He ain't come against you yet, though. Not really. Not yet. Praise the Lord. But then he said, thus said the king. He said, listen, he's talking to the people because people, they are all out the windows looking and peeking and carrying on. He said, don't let Hezekiah deceive you. That he's telling, don't let the man of God deceive you. For he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hands. Otherwise, we're coming against you, and Hezekiah ain't nobody else going to stop us. And this is what this ISIS said. We coming. We're going to get you. That's what she said. Coming out your house. Come out your house. Come out your house now. Because if you don't come out your house, we're coming in there and get you. I think it's wonderful. He said, don't hearken not to Hezekiah. But thus said the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present. And come, number 31, and come out to me, and then eat ye every man his own vine and every one of his fig trees, and drink ye every one of the water of his cistern. Otherwise, if you make you just give up. Hello. If you just give up, don't try no more. You've been waiting, and hey, you praying to God. What God? Give up. I was telling, we was talking this morning. I hadn't even got to that sister. I hadn't read that part. I said, you know what, Mary, when we was talking, she said, girl, my heart is made. Our hearts are made up. You got your mind made up. You got to have your mind made up. Let me see y'all who got your minds made up.
Yes, Lord.
This is what I told God last night. I said, God, I haven't resisted unto blood fighting against sin. I can preach because I've studied. I said, but Lord, I don't know what I'd do. Y'all better watch out now. If they took me and pulled my fingernails out or did something terrible to me. Lord, give me the grace. You better come on. Give me grace, God, because I don't know what I got to go through. I don't know. I said, but Lord, don't let me ever deny you. Give me grace to stand for you, please. I said, Lord, see, I ain't going to. You better hush your mouth. You better know that you need God. You need God. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil has power. You need God. God has the power.
Yes.
Don't think you're so strong. You know so much. You can stand against the wicked one of your life. You can't. You need him. I say you need him. Amen. Ladies, don't think you so strong. Put your seatbelts on. Don't think you so strong. Don't play with sin. I want to tell somebody this. A lot of girls, I wish the girls would wait till they get married before they move. You know, I talked that, didn't I, Brenda? You know, it's possible. You know, to wait till they get married to get out their parents' house. Because you have a certain protection. It's something about a daddy when he at home. You know, that boy gets scared of. You get your own apartment, he knock on the door, who gonna put him out?
Oh, she's so old-timey.
But I tell you one thing, my old-timeliness have kept me where I ain't got to go back and do some things. My old people taught me this, because we didn't have apartments in my day. We stayed home till we got married. I married in my auntie's living room. But sometime when you get out of an apartment, a boy come in there, you gonna put him out? Best not to let him in. That ain't got nothing to do with the word. It's what's the word I'm preaching now. It's this best, I'm telling you. I'm telling you from being older than you. You don't let him in, then hey. Because a lot of times men, they think you let him in, then that's the invitation. Then you wonder, well, he's so nice, why would he do that? A lot of times I read the news and say, and she let him in. I said, what's she let him in for? We don't like this, sister. We don't like it. There's a brother that comes to our church. He really preaches. Y'all know Brother Leffert. Brother Leffert was a man of the world. And he had, you know, he was a pimp. So he got saved. He got shot in his leg. And God saved him. And so when he got saved, he went to the church. And he ain't used to the church too much. And you know how the women, they knew he was single, and all the women vying for him, all the women. He told them, he said, look, I didn't come here for that. I come here to serve God. But one little girl didn't believe that, so she got a book, and she went to the apartment where he lived. He tells us, and we just crack up. She knocked on the door, and he said, who is it? She said, oh, Brother Levy, she said, I come to bring you this book. He said, no, you didn't. I'm just coming. He said, look, we close this door. What you think them neighbors going to say? Say, I'm not giving the devil no chance to say nothing. She said, but I came with George, my cousin. You better go catch George. You ain't coming in here. He tells her. I think it's wonderful. She went, George. She's trying to catch the car. I like to tell that. Brother Leffenhead was screaming. But he was saying, so you said, don't play with sin. I don't know who I'm talking to. Young women, don't play with sin. Sin will get you in trouble. Get you in trouble. You just flesh. That's what you are. Back to the old. Right here. Neither let him tell. So Hezekiah was telling the people, look, let's pray. Let's pray and let's ask God. And don't believe what he say. And number 31 said, hearken now to Hezekiah. Hearken not to Hezekiah. For thus saith the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me. Number 32. Until I come and take you away to a land like your own land. A land of corn and wine. Oh my goodness. A land of bread and vineyards. A land of oil and honey. That ye may live and not die. And hearken not unto Hezekiah. When he persuades you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. I'm telling you, the Lord will deliver us. Yeah. I said the word is telling us that the Lord will deliver us. He will keep us. And I think the testimony said the same thing. Pray, has any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where was the gods of Hamath and of Arphad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Ava? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hands? I went through that land like Isaac is doing, and I done destroyed everybody, took everybody. Hallelujah. And oh my God. We're going to pray, Lord, for this nation. We're going to pray for us, children of God. I don't know what we're going to have to do. I don't know what's ahead. I don't know. But what I do know is that God put something down in us. Praise the Lord, that'll help us to stand. Hallelujah. I said, we can stand against the wiles of the devil. I said, Lord, they need to meet Hezekiah. You know, all these people running from these people, all up and running up mountains and running in here and running in there, and they're killing their kids and cutting them up and this kind of thing. I know there's a time for that. I do know it. But I still believe God is who he say he is. I say, I believe he's who he say. And I'm going to teach you, hallelujah, Jesus, to wait on God. I'm not telling that somebody comes to your house now, you don't get going. The Holy Ghost tells you to go, you better move. That's why I taught my children. I said, I don't care what you got in there, leave it there and go. But we're living in a day, in an hour. When God, I just believe God is raising up a people. I do. I believe this people, they believe God. They look at the word, they say, where is this God that he's talking about? Where is the God of Elijah? That's what Elijah said. Where is he? Can he still move the sea back? Can he still do this? Can he still deliver? Can he still heal? Can he still say, where is this God? And the world is looking for this God. We present to you this God. I said, Lord, I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you to the people. Because I believe that you are God that can do anything. And the people held their peace, answered him not a word. And here's something else. Hezekiah told the people, say, don't say nothing to me. Don't be answering back what the devil's saying. You sit up there trying to argue with the devil. Don't answer him. Make your mind up. You're going to seek God. You're going to trust God. You're going to wait on God and shut your mouth up. Hallelujah. Don't try to explain. Somebody laughing. Somebody been talking about this. But the people held their peace and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was saying, don't answer. Don't say nothing to him. So he came up against Hezekiah. Number 19, the next chapter says, King Hezekiah heard all these people that was out there. He was telling you like I'm telling you. I thought about you, I kind of feel like Hezekiah sometimes. I said, I'm telling you what the Bible says. I believe that God is who he says. But if it have to come up, well, we have to tram. I have to stay in tram with you. Amen. We were sitting here one night, but you was here, brother. And it was, I don't know, it was me and you and me and Gerda. And it was storming outside. Boy, something hit out there, wham! And I said, well, Lord. I said, Lord, if a hurricane come through here, I'm going to see how much faith I got. I said, but Lord, I'm going to stand. I just have to, you take me through now because I'm going to have to stand now. Hezekiah said, I'm going to have to believe you now. I done told these people to be quiet. I got to believe you now. But he won't let you down. He's there. He done already prepared. He know where you are. He know that you just here. You may be a master. I'm going to trust God. And when he comes, but he knows. God knows your weakness. He knows where you are. And that's what I love about him. That's what I love about him. He'll make you look good. He'll keep you up what they say. He got your back. He'll make you look good, girl. Hallelujah. I believe that. Praise the Lord. And so they came up just like, because, you know, this man thought he was going to whoop this man. The king thought, he sent word and nobody answered what he said. And let's go to the 19th. So the prophet came to Hezekiah and told him. Where is it at? He said, number 7. Isaiah came to him, number 6. So Hezekiah was praying. He spread the paper. He spread what the man said out to the Lord. You know, that's another thing. Get you something, spread it out before the Lord. And say, Lord, now this is what it is. You ever did that? Do it. Look at the word and do what it's, you know, kind of copy off some of these people. Emulate them. It works. And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall you say to your master, thus said the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servant of the kings of Assyria have blasphemed me. See, they're telling me I can't do this. Don't tell God that now. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear rumor, and shall return to his own land. And I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard say of Tahaka, king of Ethiopia, behold, he has come out to fight against thee. He sent messages again unto Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the king of Assyria have done to the land. Trying to listen, and this devil goes over and over and tell you the same old thing, trying to tell the same thing. He don't change the word. He keep on telling you the same thing. What he gonna do? I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. You can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't live right. You can't do that. You're human. Yeah, you are human. God knows that. He said, behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have, the gods of the nation, tell them again, deliver them which my fathers have destroyed. And I'm going to tell you, he got a good thing going. Because when he get through running it down to you, if you ain't got some word in you, you're going to bend a little. You don't have to get some word down in you because the word will stand. That's how Jesus fought the devil. I don't care what the devil said. He fought him with the word. Get some word down in you. Don't say, but I know the Lord. No, no. Get some word in you. And he said, and Hezekiah received the letter, number 14, of the hands of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before God. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open, Lord, your eyes and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria, they have destroyed the nations and their lands. They cast down their gods. All they said was true. Well, there was no gods, but these are work of men's hands. That's God, you're getting on now. Wood and stone, therefore they have these destroyed them. Now therefore, Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of earth may know. See, that's what I'm talking about. That thou art the Lord God, even you alone. Yes. What God is trying to do in our lives today, he's trying to work in our lives that the world may know that there is a reality in serving God. We can't be like other people, children of God. We can't solve our problems like other people. But when they look across the street, when they can't do this or that, let me tell you something else. When God tells you do something, you do it. I don't care how it sounds, you do it. He tell you, now, you know, I thought about, and I'm not getting off, but I thought about what the Brother Turner, but people been doing this for years. We've been putting up stuff 40 years. But now I understand why we should. You should have, the world will tell you this. The world will tell you to have a 3 months worth of water. The world will tell you this. Have you some water put up? Gwen said, yeah, Mama, I know it takes exactly 2 gallons to flush the toilet. So she's been putting up water. You got to have some sense. Listen, God going to take care of you. Yeah, when you can't get no water, then he'll supply you water. But while you get some water, you go get you some water. Do what God say. My God, he ain't asking you to do. He ain't tell you to turn the world over. He told you to have some food in your house. And the world tell you to do that. Look on there, they tell you to put something in your car, put a blanket in the wintertime, and I said, Lord, I'm going to do that. Put a blanket in your car and do this and do that and do that. So if you're out, be prepared. You got to be prepared. I can't do it. Take the money you spent for that hamburger. And buy some toilet paper. Or something you need. I ain't going to say that, Dad. About the Sizzle Roebuck Kellogg, I ain't going to tell that. But he told us that many of the men of God have seen that something's going to happen here in America. They seen it. Now, he ain't say put up enough food to feed the nations. You're not Joseph. He's simply telling you that, like Chief was saying, okay, look what happened down in Ferguson. You say you had a candle, Jackie? Yeah. Get you some candles. Get you an oil lamp. You know, get cute. I got 2 or 3 oil lamps. I got all color candles. Yeah. We had to use them up on the hill one time at night. Somebody 90, it snowed so everything was cut off and all like that. You have to come. You need to take care of yourself and maybe you can help your neighbor. Somebody may get sick. Have some food put up. So you help somebody else. I'm not saying, because you, listen, when the brother was telling us, I can't go through all that. But well, we went through some stuff. We did. We saved food for years. But I could never reason in my mind. I said, Lord, we put this food up. Somebody come here with a gun. They get hungry. What are we going to do? But that ain't what God telling you to do. He telling you to have something for this wonderful. Listen, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Have you ever seen a squirrel eat flowers? The squirrels are eating petunias. The squirrels are eating up the pear trees. If something's going on, you need to be open your eyes. Either they are trying to fatten up for the winter. I say, Lord, I'm listening to what they're talking about. And now they sent us, he ate up, Brent, the child was telling me, he ate up her tree. Say the squirrels ate all the flowers off of one of them trees, that crepe myrtle. Ate the flowers off it. Now, who ever heard of squirrels eating flowers? I have never in the time, I've been here a long time, and I have never seen squirrels eat flowers. But Bridget can tell you they ate up all her flowers, all the blooms. Come on, children, wake up. And you know, the Bible says that people of the world are smarter than us. That's not, but the Lord is telling, he ain't told you to do nothing you can't do. So put you up something. I don't want to hear about, God, she ain't got so-and-so. Don't be asking me for nothing. Oh, you just sit here and hear God say, go put you up something, and you don't believe what he say, then don't be asking me. I ain't giving you nothing. Daddy have to tell me, now, honey, don't be like that. It ain't going to hurt you. Praise the Lord. And he didn't tell you to be Joseph. Oh, he told you to have some sense. There'll be times I've told you, and I didn't even know. I said, I've gone to the store in my mind, and all the shelves was empty. I've told you that before. Well, what you going to do when the shelves are empty? What you going to do? And it's going to get empty. Because what they're doing, listen, when you got things going on, it trickles down. This will trickle down and hit that. That'll trickle down and hit that. It ain't going to take nothing to close the country down. But because it takes trucks to bring food into the place. Come on now. You have some sense. You ain't got to know all the logistics of things. Just do what it said. So get you some water and stuff that you like. Yes, indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't got to have no caviar up in there. But, you know, get you what you need, toilet paper stuff. You know, it could be whether, you know, we don't know what's going on. Listen, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. I don't know everything that's going on. But if a man of God or somebody tell me do something, I mean, as long as it ain't, you know, beyond my, I'm going to do it. Who am I talking to? Amen. Amen. He didn't say fear nothing. He didn't say fear. No. You run out of food, then that's when God comes in. But you done all done what he told you to do. Hello? Yeah. You're going to done what he told you to do. But you got to do what he tell you to do. Yeah. Amen. Or you're going to suffer. And so this man came against Hezekiah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He came against him. Where am I at? Oh, ha, 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 ha. I done turned over somewhere. He said, number 19, 34, I will defend this city to save it. I'm not going to say for you, but for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. God, don't forget covenants. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out, listen, and smote in the camp of the Syrians 185,000, oh my God. When they rose in the morning, they were all dead corpses. He didn't have to strike a blow. Get on now, Jesus. Go on, do your thing, Lord. Bad, I'm telling you. How do you serve a God? I'm telling you, that it's bad. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And when you need him, he going to be there. All you got to know is what he did. Girl, be telling him some things. Amen, Lord. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm coming out. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all need to come out of some stuff. You need to come on out. I say you need to come out of some things. And the way you feel about that, you need to come out. And tell the Lord, I'm sick of this now. I'm sick of thinking like this. I'm sick of being scared of everything. I'm sick of, you know, I can't go outdoors. I can't do this. You know, yes, they taking your kids, but they ain't going to take yours. Your kids are covered. Do you know your kids are covered by you? I don't know who I'm talking about. He said they're sanctified by you. Ain't nothing going to happen. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. My son is not well. He walks the street, and the lady say, I'm kind of scared. I said, I ain't. He'll be here. He'll be 50 years old. And nobody never touched him. They never found him beat up nowhere. They never found him down in a gutter nowhere. Why? Because he's covered. He's covered. And I thank God. You say, well, no, I'm looking for the Lord to still do. He's 50 and I'm still looking for him to do what the Lord done said. I'm still looking. You gonna give? No, I ain't gonna give up. Is you crazy? No. Did God give up on you? I'm going to hold on, sister. I'm going to hold on to the end and see what the end going to be. I said, I'm going to hold on and see what the end is going to be. Because God is moving by his spirit. God is doing things. I'm telling you, praise God. He said, I'm not going to do this for you, Hezekiah. I know you think, I'm doing this for David because I promised David he would always have something. I'm going to do it for him. And God said he would bless our children down to so many generations. So he's doing it. Ooh, because he's bad. Ain't nobody like him. And you ain't got to worry about nothing. Praise the Lord. God is, you serving a God that's bad. Oh, my God. I said, Lord, you know you something else. Hallelujah, you something else. So Shanasherah, king of Syria, number 36, departed and went and returned, listen to this now, and dwelt at Nineveh. Listen to this. It came to pass that he was worshiping the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech, And Shadrezer, or whatever his name, smote him with the sword. What did the prophet say? He going to be killed from his own hands. And his sons killed him. Don't tell me what God can't do. All you got to do is put it in the hands of the Lord. Now, if somebody need, you know what, children of God, I look, and a lot of times I see things. I do. I see things, and I say, Lord, help them. Help them, Jesus. Help them. And I would like to come down and push something in you, but I can't. I would like to take it and say, here, girl. Here, boy. Here, somebody. Here, take this, girl. But I can't do it. It's an individual thing. It's an individual thing. Somebody here, I got to stop right there. They need a special strength. They heard the word, but they need some special strength to make it through next week. Yeah. That's the way they feel. They got, I got to make it. I'm just so tired. I heard what it said, but I just got to have some strength to make it. God is a supernatural God. I say, he's not a God, he's a supernatural God. You must believe that. You can't even explain. You say, who is God? God. God. Hallelujah, he's so great. You come here today, I will guarantee you that God will give you the strength that you need for the next week. Come on, are you here? Come on. Don't sit there looking at this. If they're going to see me, get on out. You need some supernatural strength. Some supernatural strength today. Now see there, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, she come.